It's the eye-popping brand that's made billions selling sexy. Victoria's Secret's provocative shows are a must-see, and its supermodels have made the hot catalog a must-read. But has it gone too far?
Do you think it's actually possible that Victoria's Secret is too sexy?
Who wears lingerie, pajamas, with high-heel shoes?
It might be a little bit overexposed here.
During a recent meeting with investors, CEO Sharon Turney agreed and said, quote, "We have so much gotten off our heritage, and the pictures tell the story. Compare this 1996 ad with today's more racy looks."
It would be easier for Britney Spears to change her image than for Victoria's Secret to change their image.
When it comes to Victoria's Secret, the word sexy is everywhere. And the CEO says that's the problem. It's being used too much. In this latest catalog alone, we found it used more than 75 times.
It's not the only brand that's trying to bring sexy back to sell the goods. Remember Abercrombie & Fitch? And who can forget this Carl's Jr. ad with Paris Hilton?
I'm a Paris and a winner when I dribble.
But Turney was forced to explain a dramatic drop in sales last quarter. She hopes a more sophisticated image, like we saw in last month's modest Super Bowl ad, is the solution.
They're trying to disprove the old adage, sex sells.
And most men won't argue with that.
I don't think lingerie can be too sexy.
For Good Morning America, Andrea Canning, ABC News, New York.
In a flash, be the first to know what's coming up on Good Morning America tomorrow with the GMA Daily Flash email. All the great insider details you want to know from GMA. Go to abcnews.com, click the GMA page, and sign up for the Daily Flash. And you can even enter to win the weekly GMA Flash gift bag giveaway. Sign up now.